Minorca associated with a myocardial bridge, pathogenesis, diagnosis, and treatment. Myocardial bridging is the most frequent congenital coronary anomaly, characterized by a segment of an epicardial coronary artery that passes through the myocardium. MB is an important cause of myocardial ischemia and is also emerging as a possible cause of myocardial infarction with non-obstructed coronary arteries, Minorca. There are multiple mechanisms underlying Minorca in patients with myocardial bridging. For example, MB-mediated increased risk of epicardial or microvascular coronary spasm, atherosclerotic plaque disruption, and spontaneous coronary artery dissection. The identification of the exact pathogenetic mechanism is crucial in order to establish a patient-tailored therapy. This review provides the most up-to-date evidence regarding the pathophysiology of Minorca in patients with myocardial bridging. Moreover, it focuses on the available diagnostic tools that could be implemented at time of coronary angiography. It focuses on the available diagnostic tools that could be implemented at time of coronary angiography to achieve a pathophysiologic diagnosis. Finally, it focuses on the therapeutic implications associated with the different pathogenetic mechanism Minorca in patients with MB. Myocardial infarction with non-obstructed coronary arteries is defined as the clinical evidence of acute myocardial infarction with normal or near normal coronary arteries at coronary angiography. Diameter stenosis less than 50% in any major epicardial vessel after excluding systemic non-coronary causes of chest pain and troponin elevation, such as severe anemia or pulmonary embolism. Myocardial infarction with non-obstructed coronary arteries is defined as the clinical evidence of acute myocardial infarction with normal or near normal coronary arteries at coronary angiography. Minorca may account for up to 10% of patients presenting with acute myocardial infarction, although it was initially considered a benign condition. Accumulating evidence has demonstrated that Minorca patients have worse atrovascular outcomes compared with general population. Indeed, Minorca patients have a one-year mortality and rehospitalization rate only slightly lower than that of those with acute myocardial infarction due to obstructive coronary artery disease. Furthermore, up to 25% of Minorca patients might experience angina in the 12 months following the acute event, which has a significant impact on patients' quality of life and healthcare-related costs. Myocardial bridging is a congenital coronary anomaly in which a segment of an epicardial coronary artery, most frequently the anterior left anterior descending artery, divides its canonical epicardial cause by passing through the myocardium. The reported prevalence of myocardial bleeding varies widely according to the different diagnostic tools, ranging from 2 to 6% at coronary angiography to 19 to 22% at coronary computed tomography angiography. Notably, in patients presenting with MNOCA, the prevalence of myocardial bleeding may be as high as 20% to 40%. Recent evidence has demonstrated that myocardial bleeding alone or in combination with other superimposed pathogenetic mechanisms is a frequent yet commonly overlooked cause of MNOCA. Moreover, the identification of myocardial bleeding and of the pathogenetic mechanism underlying MNOCA may have important therapeutic implications. The purpose of this review is to provide an overview of the most up-to-date evidence regarding the pathophysiology of MNOCA associated with myocardial bleeding. It focuses on the available diagnostic tools that could be implemented during coronary angiography to achieve a pathophysiologic diagnosis. Finally, it focuses on the therapeutic implications associated with the different pathogenetic mechanisms of MNOCA associated with myocardial bleeding.